Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
We are at a place called Varaha Ghat. Just beside here, the great sage Gautam Rishi performed tapasya for a long time. Gautam Rishi was one of the very, very great devotees of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada came in the family line of Gautam Rishi, Gautam Gotra. So here we should begin our parikrama by offering our obeisances to Srila Prabhupada and his ancestral line. Once, when Krishna was having his lila with the Brajagopis, the gopis inquired from Krishna that you say that you are the source of all incarnations. Please prove this to us. Just at this place where we are standing, which at the time was on the banks of the holy river Jamuna, Krishna revealed his eternal divine form of Lord Varahadev, the lifter of the earth. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna is called upon as Madan Mohan. We have read about how Madana, or Kamdev, better known in the West as Cupid, very well known in the West. Famous spread throughout the material existence. How he tested so many great rishis and sages who had succumbed to his prowess. And Lord Shiva, when he tested Lord Shiva with his flower arrows, Lord Shiva, in his great detachment, burned him to ashes by the glance of his third eye. In Badrikashram, he tested Naranarayan Rishi. Naranarayan Rishi revealed an opulence of beautiful, beautiful forms far beyond Cupid's capacity. And with great reverence and fear, he surrendered. Krishna is the supremest of all aspects of the Absolute Truth. He is the source of all incarnations. And this was proved here. Krishna was performing his divine lila, and in this place called Madanter, Madana, or Kamdev, came to try to seduce Krishna by his charms. He aimed his flower arrow and looked upon the beautiful threefold bending form of Sri Krishna. Krishna attracted his heart so ultimately that Madana became completely paralyzed, motionless. All of his power to attract completely disappeared, and he fell in utter love and attraction to Krishna. So here is where Krishna attracted the heart of Madana, who is attracting the hearts of all living beings within this world. Therefore, Krishna is known as Madan Mohan. So let us pray at this holy place that Krishna can attract our hearts, for we never have to be victim of the arrows of Madana ever again. Thank you very much.